Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic, question 3 analysis. Now, here's the interesting part, this question asks us to identify which option represents a fraction. So, let's dive right in and see what we can learn. A fraction is defined as a number of the form a/b where b is non-zero. That's a pretty simple concept, but it's really important to understand it. Now, let's examine each option and see which one fits this definition. We have option A, 6/3, which is indeed a fraction because it follows the form a/b with b being non-zero. However, it simplifies to 2, which is an integer. You might be wondering, does that mean it's not a fraction? Well, not exactly. This is where things can get a little tricky. Even though 6/3 simplifies to 2, it is still technically a fraction. The mistake here might be in not recognizing that even though it simplifies to an integer, it still meets the definition of a fraction. Let's think about this for a moment. Does this make sense so far? Now, let's move on to the other options. We have option B, March 6th, which is the correct answer provided. It's a fraction because it follows the form a/b with b being non-zero, and it simplifies to 1/2. Then there's option C, 4/2, which is also a fraction because it follows the same form, and it simplifies to 2, which is an integer. And finally, we have option D, 4, which is not a fraction because it doesn't follow the form a/b with b being non-zero. It's just a plain old integer. So, what's the key concept here? Well, it's really important to understand the definition of a fraction. A fraction is a way to represent a part of a whole, and it consists of a numerator and a denominator, written in the form a/b, where b cannot be zero. That's the basic definition, and it's essential to grasp it. Now, let's talk about simplification of fractions. Fractions can be simplified by dividing both the numerator and the denominator by their greatest common divisor, or GCD. For example, 6/3 simplifies to 2, or 2/1, and 4/2 simplifies to 2, or 2/1. This is a really important concept to understand, because it can help you identify fractions and simplify them. You know, integers are actually special cases of fractions, where the denominator is 1. So, the integer 4 can be written as 4/1. This is a really important concept to remember, because it can help you recognize that integers are actually fractions in disguise. So, what can we do to make sure we understand these concepts? Well, here's a trick to remember. Always understand the basic definition of a fraction, practice simplifying fractions, recognize integers as fractions, and review the question carefully. By following these tips, you should be able to identify fractions correctly, even when they simplify to integers. Let's summarize what we've learned so far. We've talked about the definition of a fraction, simplification of fractions, and how integers can be represented as fractions. These are all really important concepts to understand, and they can help you tackle questions like this with confidence. Does this make sense so far? Let's take a moment to think about it. Now, I want to leave you with a few study tips. Make sure you understand the basic definition of a fraction, practice simplifying fractions, recognize integers as fractions, and always review the question carefully. By following these tips, you'll be well on your way to mastering fractions and identifying them correctly. So, keep practicing, and don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it. That's all for today. Thanks for joining me on this journey into question 3 analysis.